Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This week, I saw the fifth installment. Count it, y'all. Fifth installment of the Terminator series, Terminator Genesis. In the war against the machines, there is only one person that ultimately matters, John Connor. Second in importance is Sarah Connor, only because she gives birth to John. John sends fellow soldier Kyle Reese back in time to save his mother from the Terminator. However, everything has changed. Timelines disrupted and a new machine hybrid has formed. Can Kyle and Sarah, with some unlikely allies, finally take down Skynet and prevent the war of the machines from ever happening? Now, with this being the fifth installment, I feared how interesting they could keep the saga. However, this, in my opinion, is the ultimate reboot of a series. Reimagined and paying homage to what has come before, but creating new opportunities and storylines. There is definitely gonna be more films. Oh Lord, child, like the second coming, it's happening. No matter how you feel about Hollywood's endless regurgitation of blandless mystery meat from your local grade F public school, Genesis is smart. Attractive to longtime fans, but appealing to newcomers as well. What I liked most about the film was that there was just enough explanation that Earth made sense to me, but not so much so that I felt as if I was watching a Discovery Channel special about robots and time travel. With that X-Fill, I give Terminator Genesis 4 X's out of 5. All hail Khaleesi, mother of dragons and of John Connor.